The Palm Sunday Tornado Outbreak on This Moment of Indiana History. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, working to preserve and protect our state's past. Membership includes a subscription to Traces, the Society's quarterly history magazine. More information at indianahistory.org. It was dark, deathly dark. There was the terrible roar. There was a ripping and tearing sound as the air rushed out of the windows. There was about a minute of the most awful sounds one can imagine. The time was 7:30. Rusheville was gone. The Kokomo Morning Times printed that account of the 1965 Palm Sunday tornado on April 12th, the day after the deadliest tornado outbreak in Indiana's history. A system of nearly 50 tornadoes, cutting a 450-mile-wide swath from Iowa to eastern Ohio, left 271 people dead and more than 3,400 injured in its wake. Positioned between the Great Plains and the southeastern United States, Indiana occupies a prime spot along Tornado Alley, where climate and topography conspire to produce most of the country's tornadoes from March through June. The Palm Sunday tornado outbreak of 1965 caused a record number of deaths in Indiana and paved the way for change in the weather-related emergency notification system. Although radar was able to pick up the hook echo pattern characteristic of a tornado in this instance, there was a failure to get the message out. The difference between a forecast and an alert was not clear to the public, so the National Weather Service introduced the distinction between a watch, meaning conditions are conducive for a tornado to develop, and a warning, meaning a tornado is imminent. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.